You're listening to the Less Drama, More Mama podcast, episode 298, My Favorite Kids Books for Social and Emotional Learning. This is Less Drama, More Mama, the podcast for moms who want to feel calm, in control, and confident about how to handle anything life throws their way. If you're ready to go from feeling frazzled and disrespected to feeling calm and connected, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Pam Howard. Hi, Mama, and welcome to the show. I'm thrilled you're here because today's topic is near and dear to my heart. Recently, I was interviewed on another podcast where I shared that when I was 11 years old and my parents divorced, my mother went to the library and brought home children's books about divorce for me to read. And I remember finding so much comfort in reading about other kids dealing with the same issue because I thought, oh, I'm not alone. Other people have been through this and they're okay. And that was my introduction to self-help books, which went on to become one of my favorite genres of books. To this day, whenever I step into a bookstore or a library, I find myself drawn to the self-help and psychology sections, seeking wisdom and guidance from people who have been through whatever it is I'm dealing with at the moment. Fast forward to my days as a school counselor, where I had the privilege of working with kids from kindergarten through eighth grade. Storybooks were an invaluable tool in my arsenal when it came to addressing social and emotional issues. Some books resonated deeply with the children I worked with. They remembered them weeks and months later. Some books the kids would beg me to read again and again, while others fell flat. Through it all, I witnessed firsthand the transformative power of books in helping kids navigate complex emotions and situations. Today, I want to share with you some of my favorite books for teaching kids about social and emotional issues. But before I do, let's explore why using books in this way is so beneficial. First, story time can strengthen the bond between you and your children. You can cozy up together at the end of the day, share giggles over colorful illustrations, and engage in discussions about the characters' adventures and emotions. It's not just about reading words on a page, but about creating an experience with you, making memories, and building a strong foundation for open communication. Reading books about fictional characters who experience similar issues to your children can help them feel understood and less alone in their struggles, and can provide some distance from their own lives, making it easier and safer for them to process difficult emotions without feeling overwhelmed or judged. When we expose kids to a wide range of characters and experiences, we broaden their understanding of the world and cultivate empathy for others' perspectives. Whether it's exploring different cultures, identities, or life circumstances, books have the power to open the door to meaningful conversations about all kinds of topics, from diversity, inclusion, and acceptance, to feelings, relationships, social situations, and healthy coping skills. When selecting books for your children, consider their age, interests, and specific needs. Look for titles that address topics relevant to their experiences, like dealing with friendship conflicts, managing anxiety, or navigating family changes. Before reading together, be sure to preview the book yourself, thinking about the key messages you want to convey and anticipating any questions or emotions it might provoke. Create a safe and supportive environment where your kids feel free to express themselves without fear of judgment. The goal isn't just to finish the book, but to inspire thoughtful dialogue. Some books have discussion questions in the back of the book, or you can Google the book title and discussion questions. Otherwise, you can just create your own open-ended questions about the character's feelings and actions and encourage your kids to share their thoughts and feelings with you. Okay, now that you know the benefits of using books to teach kids about social and emotional issues, let's dive into some specific recommendations. I've curated a list of my favorite books chosen for their ability to engage kids and spark meaningful conversations. For books about feelings, there's The Feelings Book by Todd Parr, a colorful and simple introduction to different emotions from happiness and silliness to sadness and anger. In How Are You Peeling? Foods and Moods, fruits and vegetables are transformed into expressive characters, each with its own distinct mood. From happy oranges to grumpy onions, kids are invited to explore a range of emotions through playful photographs and witty captions. In My Heart, A Book of Feelings by Joe Wittek, is a beautifully illustrated book that takes readers on a journey through a young girl's heart as she experiences a range of emotions. After reading this with my students, I'd have them identify the top five emotions in their hearts and represent them with different colors. Some great books to help young kids through the start of a new school year are The Invisible String by Patrice Karst, which reassures kids that they're always connected to the ones they love, even when they're apart. It's a wonderful book for helping children cope with separation anxiety and navigate transitions with confidence. The Kissing Hand by Audrey Penn follows Chester Raccoon as he learns to carry his mother's love with him wherever he goes. Many families have started a ritual of kissing each other's hands before going off to school after reading this one. A great book for kids who worry a lot is Wemberly Worried by Kevin Henkes. Wemberly worries about everything from spilling her juice to starting school. But when she meets a fellow worrier named Jewel, she realizes she's not alone. Through Wemberly's experiences, kids learn about managing anxiety, finding support in others, and embracing courage in the face of fear. There are several authors I want to highlight because their books cover a wide range of social and emotional issues, from bullying and anxiety to friendship and self-esteem. Julia Cook is one of my absolute favorites, with titles like My Mouth is a Volcano, Personal Space Camp, Tattletongue, But It's Not My Fault, and I Just Don't Like the Sound of No. These books teach social skills, the importance of taking responsibility for your behavior, and are very cleverly written. The Howard B. Wigglebottom series features colorful characters and engaging stories that address important life lessons. Each book follows the rabbit, Howard, as he learns valuable lessons about honesty, perseverance, and kindness. Howard B. Wigglebottom Learns to Listen is a particularly popular title that emphasizes the importance of listening and following directions. The Franklin series follows the adventures of a young turtle named Franklin as he navigates various challenges and experiences, with themes ranging from friendship and cooperation to empathy and resilience. These timeless stories are loved by children around the world. The Zack series is made up of five books. Zack Apologizes, Zack Gets Frustrated, Zack Makes Mistakes, Zack Stands Up, and Zack Hangs in There. They're great for teaching about accountability, the value of sincere apologies, managing frustration, courage, and perseverance. Another amazing series is the What to Do When books by Dawn Huebner. These are part story, part activity books that provide kids with practical tools and strategies for managing common social and emotional issues. I have all 9 books in the series, but the ones I've recommended to parents the most are What to Do When You Worry Too Much, A Kid's Guide to Overcoming Anxiety, What to Do When Your Temper Flares, A Kid's Guide to Overcoming Problems with Anger, and What to Do When You Grumble Too Much, A Kid's Guide to Overcoming Negativity. My favorite books for teaching empathy are The Invisible Boy by Trudy Ludwig, about a boy who feels invisible at school; A Bike Like Sergio's by Maribeth Bolts, about a boy who longs for a shiny new bike like his friend Sergio's, but his family can't afford it; Empathy is My Superpower by Brian Smith, about a girl who lacks empathy and discovers the power it has to make others and herself feel happier and more connected; and In Your Shoes by Kristen Johnson, about a girl who learns the importance of considering other people's feelings. My favorite books about manners include Do Unto Otters by Lori Keller, Interrupting Chicken by David Ezra Stein, and Clark the Shark by Bruce Hale. And among my favorite books about developing a growth mindset are The Most Magnificent Thing by Ashley Spires, The Girl Who Never Made Mistakes by Mark Pett and Gary Rubenstein, and Mindset Matters by Brian Smith. Books that help kids learn about the impact of their choices are What If Everybody Did That by Ellen Javernick and a choose-your-own-adventure-style book called What Should Danny Do by Ganit and Adir Levy. Finally, if your kids are in high school or college, author Lisa Schaab has several workbooks that help teens build self-confidence, deal with anxiety, overcome depression, and cope with divorce. There are so many books that I adore and so many I haven't even discovered yet, so I may end up doing a part two to this episode at some point in the future. But I want to leave you with the idea that books are powerful tools for teaching, connecting, and healing. Whatever challenges your child is facing, there's a book out there that can help. By incorporating these stories into your reading routine and engaging in conversations, you'll be fostering their social and emotional development and strengthening your connection. And don't worry, Mama, if you missed any of the titles mentioned today, they're all listed in today's show notes for easy reference at lessdramamoremama.com/298. Have a wonderful week, happy reading, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast and you're ready to feel calmer, more confident, and more at peace in your family and life, I invite you to sign up for a free consultation with me to learn about how my coaching can help you achieve the exact life you want. You'll take the concepts and tools I share in the podcast and apply them to your own life. And as your coach, I'll be there to support you every step of the way. Go to lessdramamoremama.com/mini and sign up now.